try to study a little bit, read a little bit this morning from the book of Matthew. We've been talking about some parables here lately, and I want to speak to you just a little bit and read some stuff to you this morning concerning another parable in chapter 25 concerning the virgins, and we want to make a few comments on that and hope that we can see something that will encourage you, something that will get you to study more about the lesson that we've studied. And if I can just spark a little interest in you, and then you can, the Holy Spirit can take and use that, and you can get a greater blessing out of it. But in the chapter 25, and as I've been studying these these parables, a lot of people, they read it and they can't understand it. But now the parables answer themselves with other parables. And I've run references on these things. And so a lot of this that we're reading, you can go to another parable and find the answer to it, or find some more information on that. So
right.
Anyway, in chapter 25, verse 1, then shall the kingdom of heaven. Now, and I've come to understand when I was concerned about the kingdom of heaven. And I believe that what he's talking about is from the time of Jesus Christ until now, it's been the kingdom of heaven. Now, I may be getting this wrong, but I believe what he's talking about here is the things that are happening now, and we can look at different things and understand different things that are going on. For instance, and I like to tell you this, when the devil gets on you, and you get to doubting your salvation, or when he tries to discourage you in any way, the Bible says that we can go outside, and in my words, we can go outside and we can look around and we can see the trees that's been here for 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years, and they're still here. I mean, not the same tree, but they're still here. We can look up in the heavens and see the stars, and they're still there, and they're moving all the time. And they're still in the same orbit that was when God said, let there be light.
Amen.
And place the stars in the sky. So we got the proof that will satisfy our souls that there is a God, and that he's still the God of heaven, and he's still our Savior, his Son is our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so these are some of the things that should encourage a person when they get down and when they get the feeling blue and all this, just walk out some night.
Mm-hmm.
And just look. I mean, just stand there and look. And you go back the next night and you look, and there it is again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful sight, and you can't imagine how great God is. Because listen, he spoke that into existence. And it's been there ever since he's spoken in existence.
Right.
The mountains have been in existence. The oceans have been in existence. And, you know, it's just a miracle that we have the opportunity to look, and we have the understanding to realize that he did it.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, get back to the lesson now. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Now, the 10 virgins, and we've studied this, and you've studied it, and you've read it, and we know that there were 5 of them that were wise, and there were 5 of them that was not so wise. Now, in the book of Matthew, in 13, I'm going to read you just a little bit of a scripture that I found. It's concerning the tares. In Matthew 13:24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed seed in his field. Now think with me, these that I'm reading over here in Matthew 25 is what they're talking about, the people that are here on this earth. And these seed, this seed that this good man sowed is a type of the people that are on the earth now. But he used it to get his point across, because these people knew more about what he was talking about by sowing a seed. But he says, but while man slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blades were sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, did not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath this tares? Now, I'm reading this to show you that in our reading this morning, that there is five wise and there's five foolish.
Right.
Now, the foolish carries a meaning, and the word, and the Bible says that the fool has said in his heart, there's no God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these foolish people, thinking, we mentioned it long ago, these foolish people probably think that they had what they needed.
Mm-hmm.
And they were out there with the wise, and here we see that they were sown. God has placed the foolish out there, and he's placed the wise out there. Now notice, this man, as he come back to tell him about the tares in the field, he said unto them, an enemy had done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? He said, no, or nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will say to the reaper, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. And so I wanted to read that to you to let you understand here that in verse 2 of our lesson, and five of them were wise, and five were foolish. Now, that to me it ought to let us know this morning that everybody that we see upon this earth is not saved. Every man and every woman says, yeah, I've been saved. They're deceived more than they know. And because of this, you see these here that were with the five, and they had the same equipment with just a little bit difference. And that's the same way it is this morning with those that are saved and know Jesus Christ as their Savior, and they know that it doesn't take this or it doesn't take that to save them, but it takes the blood of Jesus Christ
to cover
the sins. And so these people here, notice now, they that were foolish took their lamps. So did the wise. And then he says, and took no oil with them. Now here's the thing. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Now, what is the main thing here about the oil? Well, I've heard it preached that it's a type of the Holy Spirit, and I have no idea of nothing that I can say wrong with that. But here's the thing of it. That oil brought forth light.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these ten that were carrying their lamps knew if just like a saved person is today, they know what is needed of them and to go and do a job for the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't carry a Sears Roebuck catalog under your arm to go and testify to somebody, but you have your Bible, whereas you can prove a thought or you can prove something to them or you can show them something. You could read them something. But these didn't bring no oil with them. And so here's what happened. While the bridegroom tarried, this is very, very serious, they all slumbered. That's including the wife.
Mm-hmm.
And that today, people, is what is going on with this world.
You're right.
We got the material, but there's a slumbering going on. And I thought about this as I was reading this. Do you remember when Jesus was in the garden praying? And he had prayed, and he had prayed, and he went to his disciples, and there they were asleep. He woke them and said, could you not pray with me for a while? And he went back, and he prayed again, and he come back again, and there they were asleep.
Right.
Now listen, they probably was tired, but the thing of it is, that is what our problem is. Had they have been there praying with Jesus, it might have encouraged him because he was on his way to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And he needed all the encouragement he can because he listened to what he had to say to his father. Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass. So he wasn't going with joy. Listen, he wasn't excited about it and said, hey, I'm going to have a big day. Listen, he dreaded it. Now, I know because what he asked his father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. And the cup that he was talking about was that he was going to be crucified on that cross and die there, and the sins of the world were going to be upon him.
Right.
But yet, he knew it had to be done. But anyway, here, the see, but the wise, in verse 4, but the wise took no oil in their vessels. Now, notice, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And I want you to notice something in 1 Thessalonians, if I can find it real quick for you. 1 Thessalonians 5, 6. There's a danger in sleep. And we want to try if I can get to it in a minute here, I'll certainly do it. Thessalonians 5, I'll get to you in here, yes. In 5 and 6, let me look. I want to read this right to you. First Thessalonians 5, 6. Y'all bear with me. Pray for me. Therefore, let us not sleep,
right,
as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation.
Amen.
By our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. And it says, comfort one another with these words. And so, you know, sometimes people go to sleep in church and the preacher would call them by the name.
Right.
And he'd say, hey, wake that boy up over there, wake that woman up over there. And listen, sometimes people think, well, I wouldn't insult nobody like that. But listen, it should be done.
Right.
And not only sleep that we're talking about here with our eyes closed and breathing hard, but listen, when we're getting out here and doing things that we shouldn't do, we should be able to go to that person or to help that person some way to realize what they're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's just actually sleeping in church, then somebody ought to wake the person up and tell them, hey, you need to wake up and reverence God's word. But here, this is what they said here. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And I looked this word slumber up, and it definitely means a state of sleeping. And so here, in verse 6, and at midnight, There was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Now, this bridegroom is coming, and it's a type of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming, and he's going to break the cloud. He's going to say, "Come up hither." Now, I'm of the opinion that those that are asleep at that time will be the child of the devil, and they'll not hear the cry, because I know he's come back for those that are his. And so when that cry comes, they're gone. We're gone. And we'll hear it. And listen, people, I know it ain't nothing gonna stop me, because mm-hmm. I'm gone. And so here's the condition here, that they all slumbered and they all slept. And it was at the night, the darkest time of the night, middle of the night. And there is a scripture, and I didn't read it. I didn't look it up, but I just happened to think of it. But it warns people of those that will come in to take what you got.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come in, it will be at nighttime, and they will overpower you. And so there's a danger in slumbering in the work of the Lord. Now, and again, like I say, we don't need to get in that condition of trying to do the Lord's work and getting lazy on the job and saying, "Well, let somebody else do it while I've done." You know, that's a type of slumber. But anyway, we'll get on with this. But here in verse 7, "Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps." Now, I'm going to tell you something this morning. I don't know if a lot of you have ever seen these old lamps trimmed. But the old kerosene lamp had to be put out before it could be trimmed.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that it had to be trimmed was that a lot of times they'd leave them on all night long. And that wick that come up through there, it would get all crusty and all blackened and it wasn't putting out no light. And so they'd have to take the lamp and blow it out, and they'd take them some scissors and cut that off, relight it and put it back on, and they have brighter light. Now here, notice, "Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil." Now I want to look, if you would, just bear with me a minute. I want to look at Luke just a minute. Luke 12:35, and I'll read something to you here. Luke 12:35. It says, "Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately.
Amen.
Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching." That eliminates slumbering.
Right.
"Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make him to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve him. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants." So, again, this emphasizes that you need to stay awake, you need to be alert. And here's this thing that I was just telling you about. Look, "And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not."
Right.
You know, we are always saying, "Well, the Lord surely will come back." Well, as long as you hear people doing that, I don't suppose he will. But one of these days he's going to come back, and we're going to be surprised, I'm sure. But anyway, in this, "Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. Now, what I'm thinking of here is, these wise ones knew what was all about at this time with these foolish ones. Because, hey, they told them they had bought oil. Well, you know, when you can determine a person is foolish by the way he acts and the way he talks and the things that he does. And so I believe that here is where that they realize, hey, you're not ready to go with us. And they did not share the oil with them, but they told them to go buy from some that sold it. Well, the type of oil here, or what it stands for, you can't go buy. And so I don't know, but I believe that these wise realized then that they were not as wise as they thought they were. But notice in verse 10, And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Now, we read other places in here also, but of the knocking on the door and all this. But notice, afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. So these were not his. These were not the seed that he had sown. These were the tares. And he now has pulled the tares. Mm-hmm. He now has left them out. And he's got his wheat with him, or his people with him. And so he said, But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.
Amen.
And so this is what I can understand about this is that we need to remember Jesus in the garden praying and seeing the disciples asleep. We need to understand that we are not supposed to do that. We are supposed to be ready to do what we can do in the name of the Lord. And a lot of times, these things are not easy to do. To be a witness to someone, if the Lord lays it on your heart to be a witness to someone and he turns and spits in your face or he makes fun of you or whatever, listen, that's some of the things that sometimes a Christian does.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get the opportunity, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to say something about the Lord. Because, listen, like I tell you about, just walk out at night. You can see His power.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, if that man hits you, slaps you, insults you, whatever, you do what God says. You be a witness for Him. You slumber not on these things because it's for your best interest, and it's for that's one way that you can honor the Lord, and you can praise Him by.
Amen.
If you have these things coming and hitting you and banging on you and stuff like this, listen, it's just the old body, and listen, it's going to be gone for long anyway, and you'll be inside, and one day you might. Hear a knock on the door, and you might recognize who it was that insulted you and all this, but listen, you've done your thing. So anyway, these are some of the things I got out of reading this, and I would encourage any of you that want to study these parables. I've been getting a great lesson out of just studying them and running references and trying to figure out what all he's saying, because so many times we go over these things and we don't really catch all of it. And I have to go back myself anyway. I have to go back and do it over and over and over again to really get what I want to know out. So I thank you anyway for listening to us, and I pray that you've enjoyed the lesson. Thank you.
Amen.